The Department of Homeland Security banned liquids, gels, and lotions from carry-on bags after the announcement this morning of a foiled terror plot in London. In the U.S., passengers faced four-hour security lines at some airports today, and the airline saw flight delays and cancellations, especially on routes between the U.S. and London. We're going to have full coverage of the terrorist plot and the rest of the day's news. That's later today on All Things Considered. But right now, a look at airport security. Across the country today, would-be passengers chugged bottled water and tossed toothpaste, lotion, and soap in the trash. The federal government says items like these and other liquids and gels could be used to sneak explosives onto planes. As security checkpoints crack down, what exactly are they looking for, and how do they find explosives that might be disguised as everyday products? To tell us more about airport security and how to keep one step ahead of attackers, we turn to Paul Wilkinson. He's chairman of the Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland, and he joins us by phone from his home there. Thanks for being with us.
A pleasure.
Maybe you can give us a sense. We've been talking all day about the fact that airline passengers can't carry their toiletries onto an airplane, things like toothpaste. What could be hidden in a tube of toothpaste? What's the danger?
The danger is the use of acetone-based or peroxide-based explosives, which could be used instead of the rather traditional explosives that used to be the mainstay of terrorists, the military explosives such as RDX and PENT and so on. These were the major mainstay of terrorists in the 70s and 80s. Now we have terrorists very interested in the non-nitrogenous explosives, which are very difficult to detect because the devices that were developed for the airports after Lockerbie were really geared to finding plastic explosives and the military type of explosives that I mentioned. And so we have here a challenge for aviation security. We've known it was emerging for some time. In fact, as long ago as 1995, the master bomb maker, Ramzi Youssef, plotted to use bombs that were assembled on board aircraft to cause the crashing and explosion of air carriers over the Pacific. These were U.S. air carriers, and the intention was to kill all the passengers and crew. And he did a test run on a Philippine Airlines plane, leaving it, of course, before the explosion took place. By a miracle of good fortune and really good airmanship by the pilot, on that occasion, the plane did not crash with the loss of all lives on board. A Japanese passenger was sucked out of the gap in the fuselage created by the explosion. But the pilot managed to land the aircraft, which is quite remarkable. So we have known about the danger of people assembling bombs using unusual methods. Liquid explosives can be very useful for terrorists in that way. And I think the Al-Qaeda network of networks has been looking at vulnerabilities in aviation security, and that's one of the areas where they've decided they could perhaps succeed in bringing about massive killing and destruction.
If
the nine airliners that the police say were being targeted had been blown up in midair over American cities, the deaths from that would have been huge.
Yeah. It sounds like the kind of liquid material you're talking about can be kept in a very small package.
Yes.
I mean, is there any way to detect these things at security
points?
Well,
of course, laboratory tests would be able to detect the kind of chemicals that were contained in these vessels, but you don't have time to do that in a commercial airport where passengers expect a reasonable amount of time for check-in and security, but not spending hours waiting for the results of laboratory tests. So the solution which the British authorities have introduced seems to me to be logical and essential for public safety, given the seriousness of the threat. And that is simply to make it forbidden for passengers to carry in their hand baggage things which might contain these substances, which would be made into an improvised device on board the aircraft. So all you can take under the British regulations is your travel documents in a transparent plastic bag, and if you have to take medicines en route, you can take as much medicine as is required, strictly for the time that is to elapse on the journey. You can't take other things on board. You have to put the other things in the hold luggage. The cabin has to be free of hand luggage.
And it sounds like you're saying, and let me just for a moment remind our listeners that you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And I just want to ask you one last question, and that is, it sounds to me like you're saying this is a restriction that should be put in place for the long term, not just for the short term, not just because...
I believe this is necessary because the terrorists are sophisticated enough to know that this is a real vulnerability. And if they can get a step ahead of the aviation security system, they will exploit it. And the risk is that not just hundreds, but thousands of lives could be lost if they succeeded. So it's very important that we adopt these measures. They may seem very draconian, particularly in your airports and our airports in the United Kingdom, because we're used to a very liberal amount of hand luggage being taken on board. But if people get used to the fact that they have to pack all their stuff in hold luggage and that they will rely on the catering, on the official catering provided on the airliner for refreshment, I think that they will get used to that. The airport staff will get used to this new system, and disruption will be minimized, in my view.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Professor Wilkinson.
Thank you.
Paul Wilkinson is Professor of International Relations and Chairman of the Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. He joined us by phone from his home.